Divine Office. Office of Readings.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
The Lord has sent his angel to free me from Herod's power.
The Lord has sent his angel to free me from Herod's power.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, "Who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?"
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has sent his angel to free me from Herod's power.
Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son."
Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son."
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son."
Lord, to whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
From the Acts of the Apostles. All through Judea, the apostles and the brothers heard that Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. As a result, when Peter went up to Jerusalem, some among the circumcised took issue with him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Peter then explained the whole affair to them step by step from the beginning. "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when, in a trance, I saw a vision. An object like a big canvas came down. It was lowered down to me from the sky by its four corners. As I stared at it, I could make out four-legged creatures of the earth, wild beasts and reptiles, and birds of the sky. I listened as a voice said to me, "Get up, Peter, slaughter, then eat." I replied, "Not for a moment, sir. Nothing unclean or impure has ever entered my mouth." A second time, the voice from the heavens spoke out, "What God has purified, you are not to call unclean." This happened three times. Then the canvas, with everything in it, was drawn up again into the sky. Immediately after that, the three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea came to the house where we were staying. The Spirit instructed me to accompany them without hesitation. These six brothers came along with me, and we entered the man's house. He informed us that he had seen an angel standing in his house, and that the angel had said, "Send someone to Joppa and fetch Simon, known also as Peter. In the light of what he will tell you, you shall be saved, and all your household." As I began to address them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If God was giving them the same gift he gave us when we first believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to interfere with him? When they heard this, they stopped objecting, and instead began to glorify God in these words, "If this be so, then God has granted life-giving repentance even to the Gentiles." I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail.
And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven.
And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Out of the whole world, one man, Peter, is chosen to preside at the calling of all nations and to be set over all of the apostles and all the fathers of the church. Though there are in God's people many bishops and many shepherds, Peter is thus appointed to rule in his own person those whom Christ also rules as the original ruler. Beloved, how great and wonderful is this sharing in his power that God in his goodness has given this to man. Whatever Christ has willed to be shared in common by Peter and the other leaders of the church, it is only through Peter that he has given to others what he has not refused to bestow on them. The Lord now asks the apostles as a whole what men think of him. As long as they are recounting the uncertainty born of human ignorance, their reply is always the same. But when he presses the disciples to say what they think themselves, the first to confess his faith in the Lord is the one who is first in rank among the apostles. Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for from flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven." You were blessed, he means, because my Father has taught you. You have not been deceived by earthly opinion. You have been enlightened by inspiration from heaven. It was not flesh and blood that pointed me out to you, but the one whose only begotten Son I am. He continues, "And I say to you," in other words, "as my Father has revealed to you my Godhead, so I in my turn make known to you your preeminence. You are Peter. Though I am the inviolable rock, the cornerstone that makes both one, the foundation apart from which no one can lay any other, yet you also are a rock. For you are given solidity by my strength. So that which is my very own, because of my power, is common between us through your participation. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On this strong foundation, he says, I will build an everlasting temple. The great height of my church, which is to penetrate the heavens, shall rise on the firm foundation of this faith. The gates of hell shall not silence this confession of faith. The chains of death shall not bind it. Its words are the words of life. As they lift up to heaven those who profess them, so they send down to hell those who contradict them. Blessed Peter is therefore told, to you I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound also in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed also in heaven. The authority vested in this power passed also to the other apostles, and the institution established by this decree has been continued in all the leaders of the church. But it is not without good reason that what is bestowed on all is entrusted to one. For Peter received it separately in trust, because he is the prototype set before all the rulers of the church. Before I called you from the boat, I knew you, Simon Peter, and I have appointed you leader of my people.
I have entrusted to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Whatever you bind on earth will be held bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
I have entrusted to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death. and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood.
And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always. Praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that no tempests may disturb us, for you have set us fast on the rock of the Apostle Peter's confession of faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.